Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Natalie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's first ever Victims Commissioner, Rebecca O'Connor, has been officially appointed. The role is designated to create space for advocacy, particularly for the rights of vulnerable people and victim survivors, and provide a platform for their voices to be heard. Its formation was the recommendation of the Women's Safety and Justice Task Force, Hear Her Voice, after they observed a stark rise in violence against women and girls in Queensland. O'Connor has said the role comes with profound responsibility and is committed to elevating the voices and concerns of those with lived experiences.
Invasive fire ants have been detected at eight defence sites in Queensland. Seven of them are within the state's fire ants containment zone, which stretches from the Gold Coast to Caboolture. The eighth infection is outside of the zone in Oakey, which is 130 kilometers west of Brisbane. Experts believe the nest went undiscovered for years. The chief executive of the Invasive Species Council has written to the Defence Minister, calling for an urgent audit of all defence properties across Australia.
In national news, several of Australia's major pharmacy chains have refused to follow new laws that allow the sale of vapes without prescriptions. TerryWhite Chemmart, Priceline Pharmacy and the National Pharmacies, along with the 777 Group, all voiced strong disagreement with the new laws. However, while those pharmacies said they would not be stocking vapes, franchises under the brands are technically able to make independent decisions to do so.
To combat SMS scammers, the government is now considering whether the registry should be mandatory for all entities that use a sender ID to contact Australian consumers, as text message being the top scam delivery method in 2023. The SMS sender ID register will allow hackers to check whether messages are sent under a brand name that matches a legitimate sender. The SMS would be blocked or include a warning for headers that do not match.
In international news, EU's climate change monitor Copernicus have reported wildfires ravaging the Arctic Circle for the third time in 5 years. Over 160 wildfires are reported to have affected approximately 4,600,000 hectares of land until the 24th of June. Due to the high intensity of fires and dry conditions, creating an ideal condition for a spark to set alight. Professor Gail Whiteman told the BBC the Arctic region was ground zero for climate change, and the fires were a warning cry for urgent action.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with patchy morning fog and a slight chance of a shower. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all of your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.